All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into something that I think affects pretty much all of us, and that's mobile app performance. You know, we're all using apps constantly throughout the day, and you sent over some really fascinating stuff focusing on how automation is like revolutionizing the way that these apps are tested and optimized. And it's honestly like it couldn't be more relevant. I mean, think about it. We use apps for everything, like banking, shopping, communication, entertainment.
It's true.
It's like if an app lags or crashes or drains your battery, it's not just annoying. It could really like throw off your whole day.
For sure.
And I imagine like for companies, the consequences could be even bigger, right?
Absolutely. A sluggish app can damage brand reputation, lead to lost users, and ultimately, impact the bottom line for sure.
So it's not just a minor inconvenience. It can actually have like
Right.
real-world consequences.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And what's interesting now is how automation is going beyond just simply catching bugs, It's becoming about proactively predicting and preventing these performance issues
But
before they
how?
even impact the user.
Wait, so you're saying like predicting app crashes before they even happen? That sounds kind of like science fiction.
It does sound futuristic, but it's becoming a reality. And it's really fascinating how by analyzing just huge amounts of data, user data and behavior patterns, these automated systems can identify potential bottlenecks and vulnerabilities in the app's code. It's really like having a crystal ball that can kind of foresee these potential problems and alert developers, hey, go fix this before it becomes a problem for
So
users.
it's not just making things faster, it's like preventing problems
Exactly.
before they even start.
Totally.
That's really interesting. So like how does automation actually achieve this level of like performance intelligence?
Well, imagine like thousands of virtual users interacting with your app, all at the same time, pushing it to its absolute limits. That's essentially what they call stress tests can do. It's a type of automated testing, and they simulate these extreme scenarios, to see how the app holds up under pressure. Helps developers identify those breaking points, and then they can optimize performance accordingly.
Okay, so it's like they're putting the app through like a really tough workout
Yes,
to
exactly.
make sure that it can handle
That's
anything.
a virtual boot camp for your app.
But it sounds like we're not just talking about making apps faster, right? It seems like it's about creating like a smoother experience overall, right?
It's about crafting apps that are, responsive, intuitive, and just delightful to use. It's about making sure content loads quickly, animations are seamless, transitions are smooth. And yes, it's also about maximizing battery life, minimizing data usage, and ultimately respecting the user's time and attention.
That's really interesting because I think, we take it for granted, but there's actually a lot of work that goes into making these apps that we use every day work well. But I'm curious, like, are there any potential downsides to this? Like, could relying on automation so much lead to like unexpected consequences?
That's a great question, and it's definitely one that deserves careful consideration, While automation offers tremendous benefits, it's important to remember that these systems are only as good as the data they're trained on, right? So biases in data can lead to biased outcomes, and over-reliance on automation without human oversight could create unforeseen vulnerabilities.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's not like a perfect solution. It's like any tool you have, use it wisely.
It's about finding that balance, between human ingenuity and that technological power. The future of app development really lies in harnessing the strengths of both to create, truly exceptional experiences for users.
So the takeaway here is that automation is really powerful, but it's not like a magic bullet.
It's not a silver bullet.
You have to be thoughtful about how you're using it
For sure.
to make sure that it's actually enhancing the user experience.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been really eye-opening, I think. Knowing what we now know about the potential and even the challenges of automation, what do you think the future holds for mobile apps? Are they going to become even more deeply integrated into our lives, or are we going to see kind of a shift back toward more human-centric design? That's something for you all to think about. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Thanks for having me.